Listening practice 2. You are Betty Lee. You work at a sports complex that provides indoor sports facilities to members. Recently, a member has made a complaint to you. You are now talking to your supervisor, Mr. Hall, about the complaint. Listen to the conversation and complete the note sheet below. Put ticks in the appropriate boxes. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Betty, we have received a complaint about our receptionist from a member. I'm not sure who was right and who was wrong. Fortunately, their conversation was recorded. Let's listen to it to find out what actually happened.
Sure, Mr. Hall.
Okay, here is the conversation.
Hello, I'd like to use the fitness centre.
Sure, could you show me your membership card?
Membership card? Okay. Where is it? I forgot to bring it with me.
I'm sorry, I can't let you in if you don't have your membership card.
You're kidding, right? I'm a member of your sports complex.
I'm sure you are.
Can I give you my Hong Kong ID card instead? I mean, can you check against your computer records to verify that I'm a member of your sports complex?
I'm sorry, I can't. My computer does not allow me to look up members' details.
What should I do now? I spent an hour coming here. Now you tell me I can't get in.
I'm sorry, but it is our policy to verify members' details before allowing them...
To hell with your policy! I'm a member of your sports complex. I pay my membership fee every month.
I understand that, sir.
So why can't you let me in?
Because you can't show me your membership card.
I told you that I forgot to bring it with me.
I know, but I really can't. Perhaps I could refer you to my supervisor. She may be able to help you.
All right. Just think about the exchange. What does our staff member do first?
Oh, she asks him for the membership card.
That's right.
The member tells her that he has forgotten to bring the membership card with him.
Yes. And the next thing, he asks her to verify his membership using his Hong Kong ID card.
Which is impossible because our computer system does not allow our staff to look up the member's details.
That's exactly what our staff member tells him. She can't look up the member's details.
Yes.
And how does the member respond?
He tells her that he's a member of our sports complex, and he pays a membership fee every month.
What happens next?
He gets irritated.
Uh-huh. And how does our staff member respond?
She refers him to her supervisor. I don't know who she is.
Her supervisor, that's right. You see, our staff member has been professional throughout the conversation, and she has done the right thing. We can't let anybody into the fitness center without verifying their details.
That is the end of listening practice 2. You now have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.